This was actually research that was done with a student collaboration grant at the University of St. Augustine, and I actually have co-author Eugene Dunn, who is a clinical psych PhD student under also our mentorship of Dr. Kerbo and Dr. Latimer. And we wanted to know about neighborhood factors that contribute to alcohol use and loneliness in HIV-positive patients. So first, my disclosure, the following personal financial relationships with commercial interests relevant to this presentation existed during the past 12 months. There's no relationship to disclose. A little background of why we thought we wanted to look at these factors is, first, we know that there is a connection between decreased adherence to antiretroviral therapy, leading to the greater public health issue of increased viral loads and also medication resistance. There's also individual factors when you think about the ecological model of public health that on the individual level, heavy drinking has been found to actually reduce the life expectancy of those infected with HIV by up to 6 years. And also alcohol consumption can negatively impact memory and executive functioning with neurophysiological effects that can be linked to missing, actually, medication doses. There's also linkage with neighborhood factors that contribute to substance use and having increased risk of health risk behaviors, such as increase in unemployment, family structure issues, just the physical community disorder, education, socioeconomic issues in the environment in which people live, and also racial and ethnic income inequalities. There's also the idea of stigma and loneliness. So due to the stigma of being HIV positive, a lot of times this leads to the self-imposed withdrawal or the social isolation. So when that occurs, there's usually a decreased social network, there's limited social support, and again, that social isolation, all of those can contribute to a decrease in medication adherence. So for the purpose of this student collaboration, research was just to expand the current HIV research regarding access to alcohol and alcohol abuse and loneliness and what might serve as barriers to treatment success in HIV prevention. So what we were thinking, and we had a few hypotheses of that participants who live closer to a more higher concentration of alcohol outlets would maybe report higher rates of binge drinking just because of the actual geographic location and access, easier access. And they would maybe report more substance use related problems. It also thought that social support or loneliness would come into play when we looked at density of alcohol outlets and binge drinking, and specifically that people or participants that lived in neighborhoods with a high density of alcohol outlets with low social support would be more likely to binge drink compared to those with high social support. So we looked at 85 patients from an HIV clinical treatment facility in Jacksonville, Florida. And as they checked in for the first time, they were asked if they wanted to speak with a research staff. And so this was provided, or the information was gathered and data was gathered by interview. And they were then read a consent form. Once they agreed to participate in the study, then they were had an interview process that was probably about 15, 20 minutes to collect the data using the measures of the Alcohol Use Disorders Identification Test, or the audit, as well as we decided to use the UCLA Loneliness Scale, a 20-item point scale that asks certain questions of, I feel like I have someone to talk to, or I feel like I am supported. And then we also used their zip code to map out the closest intersection of a participants' residence in relation to alcohol outlets. So we use the GIS system, ArcGIS. What we basically found, it was small, but there we used SPSS and quantitative analysis, and that there was a significance that the UCLA scores and the number of alcohol outlets in relation to a participant's residence had an effect or predictor of their audit scores. And about the UCLA scores and the number of alcohol outlets accounted for about 10% of the variance. And that there was also this co-occurrence of alcohol use and self-reported loneliness among patients currently in treatment for HIV. There appears to be a relationship with neighborhood factors, alcohol use, and loneliness, but it's needed for further research. So the findings really supported the hypothesis that participants that live closer to alcohol outlets reported higher rates of binge drinking and alcohol use as per the audit. And the study found that participants who also reported higher rates of loneliness reported higher rates of binge drinking and alcohol abuse. Just for future implications of public health, if the idea was if this relationship is established between proximity of negative social and geographical factors, such as alcohol retailers, then we can think about what kind of targeted interventions need to occur within this population, and that maybe focusing on medication adherence and social support within these communities, and also thinking we can't change the geography, but maybe the intervention needs to be tailored. And these were references that were used. And this is just to thank the University of Florida Student Collaboration Grant that made this research possible, and also extend the thanks to the University of Florida College of Public Health and Health Professions Collaboration Committee for their support.